Lucas Foss is a pianist, a conductor, and perhaps most notably, a composer. Foss was born in Germany and was 15 when his family emigrated to this country in 1937. Even before that, he'd begun his prolific output as a composer and was recognized as a child prodigy at the piano. The conducting came later. He now leads both the Milwaukee Symphony and the Brooklyn Philharmonium. In addition to all of that, Lucas Foss is an educator.
Lucas Foss, I got hold of some notes that you made, an outline for six lectures that you gave this past spring at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, where you were the Andrew Mellon lecturer. And just looking through your notes, not having heard the lectures, which puts me, I suppose, in the same position as most of our listeners, the notes are fascinating. In your first lecture, you say you want to talk about the difference between music which makes you feel good and music which makes you happy. What is the difference, Lucas Foss?
Well, let's put it this way. Music that makes you feel good is entertaining. And I've nothing against good entertainment. But great music wants to do a lot more. It wants to have real meaning. And when that happens, I would call that happiness because it leaves you literally somewhere else. Whereas if it only makes you feel good, it's a little bit like a drug experience. You wake up afterwards feeling as miserable as you were before. You understand the difference?
I do, but I'm wondering, are you really saying, are you talking about pop versus classical music?
Not there? Necessarily, because there is some classical music that is merely entertaining, but of course the great classical music and the kind that I try to write, note the word try, is the kind that will open a door for someone so that he's not left as miserable as he was before. You know, right now, there's a trendy music that I'm actually fond of because I like entertainment, and it's called minimalist music. And I asked myself, well, I used minimal techniques. I use all techniques. The more techniques, the happier I am. Well, I thought to myself, well, why should minimalists always repeat the same phrase as in meditation? Why not repeat something as in life? Namely, we get up in the morning, we have breakfast, then we go to work, and we have lunch, then we go to work, or we have siesta, then and so forth, then dinner time, finally we go to bed. Every day is the same, yet every day is a development. And so I wrote a piece of music called Solo Observed, which actually not one bar is the same. In other words, even though it seems to be repetitious and minimalist, there's constant development, and finally that other plateau is reached, whether you want to call it death or something else in music, doesn't matter what you call it, but there is another plateau reached so that actually the piece even changes style. It starts atonal, it ends up almost pop. All these things happen, and it's very much like life.
Foss, we're not sitting face to face, and we've never met. You're in our studio in New York. I have two personal questions to ask you. Feel free to answer neither. How old are you?
Old enough to know better. I mean, I've been composing since the age of 7. I wrote an opera at the age of 8, and I published at G. Schirmer since I was 15.
I'll tell you why I ask. It's listening to you. There's such an extraordinary exuberance in your voice. You sound like an extremely young man. There's a degree of satisfaction and happiness that tells me you lead a very full life.
I don't say I don't have my share of problems, but I think that life is too short to spend it sulking. And I enjoy my work, so why shouldn't I be happy? Besides, I'm a family father, I have two beautiful children, and a painter wife, and my conducting life is in itself a full life, and so is my composing life. So doing that many things, I'm sometimes called a Renaissance man, whatever that means, and I suppose that makes me happy.
Composer and conductor Lucas Foss. Foss was the 1986 Andrew Mellon Lecturer in the Fine Arts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington.